praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, love, and mercy. Thank you for all the blessings you have released into our lives. Thank you for your power that is working mighty things in our lives and situations. Thank you for controlling the affairs of our lives to line up with your will and purposes. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you fight our battles and make us victorious. Thank you for impossible things you have made possible unto us. Thank you, Lord, for your interventions that we get every time we cry unto you for help. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your powerful presence with us and around us. Thank you for your presence that is giving us protection and security and preservation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you also for your presence that is bringing favor into our lives. Thank you for your presence that is producing signs and wonders in our lives. Thank you for your presence that is drawing provisions and supplies into our lives. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you are doing in this ministry, for indeed you are doing great things, and we cannot deny you are doing great things. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Though we are just a small group, but you have done mighty things among us, and you keep doing more mighty things. Thank you, Lord. We are here again this night to seek your face and to pray. I ask, O Lord, that you shine your face upon us in your mercies. I ask that you stretch forth your hand and heal and deliver and transform lives. I ask, O Lord, that you give us breakthroughs as we pray tonight. Give us blessings. Do wonders among us so that we and everyone that will see us may shout the praises of you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you will do more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that you have come here to meet with the Lord and not to meet with a man, but with the Lord. And because of that, the Lord will bless you. Amen. So we are going to take some worship songs before we go into prayer points. Alleluia. 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 Hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Who lift up your name, O Lord? God will lift up your name, will lift you up with a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. Lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Be lifted up. Be lifted up, O Lord, be lifted up, for you are holy, righteous, and worthy. Lord, be lifted up.
Be lifted up.
Be lifted up. Be lifted up. For you are holy. For you are holy, righteous and worthy, O Lord, be lifted up. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Lord of hosts. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, King of Israel. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High, all sufficient God, Most High, all sufficient God, Most High, miraculous God, Most High, miraculous God, Most High. What is the Lamb? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. What is the Lamb? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. For your mercies, we are grateful. Oh Lord, for your goodness, for you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord, forever, forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever. Oh Lord, oh Lord, your word is settled. In heaven, it is settled forever, forever. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Your word is settled. In heaven, it is settled. Oh Lord. Our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name. In all the earth, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How powerful is your name. In all the earth, how excellent is your name. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha Omega, there is no one like you. Covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. God of Israel, there is no one like you. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God, Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God, King of Glory, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. 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 Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. As we pray, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. In our lives, come and reign. In our lives, Holy Spirit, come and reign. Come right now, O Lord. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign. In our midst, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, come and reign in our midst. Holy Spirit, come and reign. Holy Spirit, Spirit, come and reign. Hallelujah. Begin to worship Him. Praise Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Exalt Him. Glorify Him. Worship the King of Glory. Worship the King of Israel. Worship the Most High God, the God of heaven and the earth, the Creator of the universe. Worship Him. Worship Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Lion of the tribe of Judah, we glorify Your holy name. The God of gods, we worship You, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the bright morning star, the roots of David. We worship You, Jesus. You are the Lord strong and mighty. You are the Lord mighty in battles. We worship You, Jesus. You speak and it comes to pass. We praise You, Lord. You control times and seasons. We worship You, Lord. You are higher than all, greater than all, stronger than all, mightier than all. We worship You, Jesus. You are the one who heals our diseases. You remove our weaknesses. You help us in times of need. We worship You, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to take this Thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank You for everything You have done in my life. Say, Father, thank You for everything You have done in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, thank You, Father, for everything You have done. Thank You, Father, for everything You have done. Thank You, Father, for everything You have done in my body. You have done great things. In my soul, You have done great things. In my spirit, You have done great things. In my environment, You have done great things. In my career, in my calling, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my family, in my extended family, You have done great things. In my community, You have done great things. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for You have done great things. You have forgiven my sins. You have helped me. You have delivered me. You have healed me. You have redeemed me. You have changed my life. You have blessed me. Yes, you have blessed me. You have lifted up my life. You have honored me. Thank you for everything you have done in my life. You have given me victory. Victory that I know that I can never get by my own strength and wisdom. You have given me such victories. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You have glorified yourself in my life. You have defended me. You have preserved me. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. You have provided for my needs. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, thank you. For all my prayers you have answered since the beginning of this year till this very moment. You're going to say, Father, thank you for all my prayers you have answered. Open your mouth and begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Say, Father, thank you for all my prayers you have answered. Thank you for all the prayers that I prayed from the beginning of this year to now that you have answered. The fasting prayers, the midnight prayers, my personal prayers. Thank you for all the prayers I have prayed since the beginning of this year to now that you have answered. Thank you for showing me your faithfulness. Thank you for showing me your faithfulness by answering my prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Are you really grateful? If you are grateful, thank him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost stop the flow of evil in my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost stop the flow of evil in my life, the progress of evil in my life. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit stop them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit stop them now. Stop them now. In the name of Jesus, the progress of evil in my life, the continuity of evil in my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost end them now. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost end the progress of evil in my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost end the progress of demonic activities in my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost end the progress of witchcraft attacks against my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost end the progress of sickness and disease in my life. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost end the progress of weaknesses and infirmities in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The progress of delay, the progress of stagnation in my life be terminated right now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Be terminated right now. The progress of lack, sufferings, hardships, frustration, sorrow in my life be terminated by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, the progress of failures, poverty, marital failures in my life, the progress of fruitlessness in my life be terminated by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying. The evil don't have to continue in your life. Thank you, Father. Fire of the Holy Ghost terminates the progress of evil in my life. The progress of addictions. The progress of addiction to sin. Fire of the Holy Ghost terminates it now. In the name of Jesus. The progress of slavery to darkness, slavery to sin, slavery to witchcraft, slavery to demons. Fire of the Holy Ghost terminate that progress. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Always make sure that you put all your heart into every prayer that we pray right here. Yeah. Put all your heart. Yeah. Pray those prayers as if you might not get a chance to pray it again. Yeah. So always put all your heart into prayers. Yeah, that is how it will move the hand of God. Yeah, so it's not about how much prayer points we pray. We can just pray, I mean, we can just pray for 1 hour asking God to help us. Yeah. And if we really put our hearts in that, in just a prayer point that says, oh Lord, help me. If you put all your heart in just that single prayer point, you will see great results. So it's not really about how many prayer points we pray. It's about how much of your spirit, how much of your heart you have put in that prayer. Yeah, so that is how prayer works. So that is why I don't number the prayer points, except when I'm about to round off the session. That's when I will say, okay, we have 5 more prayer points or 7 more prayer points. Is when I'm about to end. That's when I number. Yeah, but I don't number the prayer points because it's not about how many prayer points. It's about how you pray them. Yeah. So if your mind is distracted, we are praying here, and then you're thinking about something else, you're thinking about someone far away, then there will be no results. Yeah. Yeah, that's the fact. There will be no results. So all your mind must be focused on God when you pray. So always learn to put all your heart into your prayers. Otherwise, it will do nothing. Yeah. So we are still praying. You're going to pray again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy the flow of evil in my life, the progress of evil in my life. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray with the whole of your heart. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy the progress of evil, the progress of slavery, the progress of captivity. Talk to God. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. The progress of slavery in my life. The progress of shame. The progress of captivities. The progress of oppression, the progress of afflictions, fire of the Holy Ghost, end them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. End them. Thank you, Lord. Enough is enough. Enough of setbacks. Enough of limitations. Enough of sorrows and pains. Fire of the Holy Ghost, terminate them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. My question to you is, how much do you desire to grow spiritually? How much do you desire to grow spiritually? How much do you desire to grow in knowing God? You're going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, I desire to grow in knowing you. Help me. You're going to say, oh Lord, I desire to grow in knowing you. Help me. Help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I desire to grow in knowing you. I desire to grow in knowing your heart, knowing your mind, knowing your ways. Help me, Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. I believe you're praying this prayer. Help me, O Lord. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to grow in knowing you. Help me. I want to grow in knowing you. Help me. I want to grow in knowing you. Help me. I want to grow in knowing you. Thank you, Lord. Help me. How much do you desire to grow spiritually? Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. But one of the things that enhance spiritual growth is the ability to hear from God. And the second, which is also connected to that, is the ability to be led by the Spirit of God. Yeah, the ability to hear from God, and then the ability to be led by the Spirit of God. So if you can have that ability, you will grow very fast spiritually. And not only that, if by that ability, You are able to hear God every day. And then you are able to be led by God in every day. Then you will grow very fast in knowing God. Yeah. You have no excuse. Some people will say, well, God doesn't speak to me. So, I think it's not my fault since he doesn't speak to me. Yeah, so I just have to continue to do what I know to do. Yeah, it's your fault. If God doesn't speak to you, it's your fault. It's not God's fault. It's your fault. Yeah, it's because you are not desperate enough. You are not thirsty enough. You are not hungry enough for that grace and ability to be given to you or to be awakened in you. Yeah, so it is not God's fault that you are not hearing from God. It is your fault. Yeah. Because God speaks to those that desire to hear from Him. He said, seek and you will find. Yeah, that's what He's saying. He said, call unto me and I will answer. And I will show you great and mighty things that you know it not. Yeah, that is the scripture. Yeah, so it is not God's fault, it is your fault. It's because you don't want Him to speak to you. That's why He has not spoken to you. Or that's why you have not heard Him. Because you don't really care whether He speaks to you or not. Yeah. You don't really care. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want the ability to hear from you, to get messages from you. Since God is the one that created us, so He knows how to send messages to us. And then He knows how to send it in such a way that we will get the message and understand it. Yeah, God is not an author of confusion. He will not just send a message and then you can understand. Yeah. If He sends the message, then He can also make you understand the message. Yeah, and He knows the best way to communicate to you and you will get the message perfectly. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, I desire the ability to get messages from you. I desire the ability to hear from you. Give me that ability. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You are looking for prophets to give you prophecies because you don't really know your identity in God. Yeah. If you know your identity, you will know that you don't. You will know that it is wrong to go after prophets. Looking for prophecies from them, you will know that it is wrong. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I desire the ability to hear from you. Jesus said, He said, my sheep hears my voice. My sheep hears my voice. So are you not His sheep? then you can hear His voice. Yeah. You can get messages from Him directly. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I desire the ability to hear from You. I desire the ability to receive messages from You. Oh Lord, give me that ability. Wake up that ability in me. Wake up that ability in me. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, how am I so sure? About the fact that every child of God can get messages from God. Why am I so sure? Yeah, I'm so sure because there are times where some people will come to me for prayers and counseling. And I will tell them that God is going to speak to you about this thing. Just pray a short prayer and say, God, I want to know Your will about this thing. Speak to me. Yeah, and then I'll tell those people that you just pray that prayer with faith and wait for the answer. And then they will just, they will just follow my advice, with a childlike faith. You know, childlike faith. And then they will just pray that simple short prayer. And then God will speak to them. Yeah, some of them, they will hear God's voice. Some of them, they will get a dream that has the answer to what they want from God. Yeah, so that makes me to be so sure that God can actually speak to anyone. That, anyone that seeks for His voice, for His messages, for His revelations. Yeah. So you're going to pray. I believe God wants to speak to many of you here. Yeah. And it's so important that you hear God. Yeah. So you are going to pray again. You are going to say, Father, wake up every part of my spirit that will enable me to get messages from You. You're going to say, Father, wake up every part of my spirit and my soul and my body. Yeah, God can speak to you in the realm of your body. Yeah. People call it audible voice. God can speak to you inside your body. And you will even be able to hear it with your external ear or physical ear. And then God can speak to you inside your soul. And then God can speak to you inside your spirit. Yeah, because He is in all of these parts of you. Other people might not hear, but it will be so loud and clear. It will be so real to you. So therefore you're going to say, Father, wake up every part of my spirit and soul and body that will enable me to hear from you, that will enable me to get messages from you. In the name of Jesus, begin to talk to God like that. Begin to talk to God like that. There is a spiritual code. There's a spiritual code in your body that God needs to touch. And then with your body, you can start getting signals, divine signals. There's a spiritual code in your soul, a spiritual code in your spirit that God needs to touch or manipulate. And then you begin to get messages, signals from heaven. Talk to God. Say, Lord, everything you need to do to my body and to my soul and to my spirit so that I will be able to get divine messages from you. Oh Lord, do it now. In the name of Jesus. Do it now. In the name of Jesus. Everything you need to do to me so that I will be able to hear your voice, so that I'll be able to hear from you, so that I'll be able to see your visions, see your dreams, see your revelations. Oh Lord, do those things to me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I always tell people that all of the successes and breakthroughs that I have seen in my life or gotten in my life is connected to the fact that I could hear from God and could be led by God. So I know that if that ability wasn't there, I know that I cannot get to where I am now, and I will never have success. I mean, I won't have the success or the breakthroughs. So that is how important this prayer we are praying right now is. Yeah. It's so important to your success in life and calling and destiny. It's so important. And I don't know why Christians, why some Christians don't care. They don't care to hear from God. They don't care to be led by God, to get directions from God, instructions, messages from God. I don't want you to be like those Christians. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, resend to me divine messages you once sent, but I did not get it because of my carnality. You're going to beg God to resend those messages to you again. Yeah, divine messages is sent to you, but you couldn't get those messages because you were carnal. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, please resend the messages, the divine messages, divine directions, divine revelations that you once sent to me, but I missed them. Oh Lord, resend them again. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. My hashtag at head haglia there. Resend them now. Every message you once sent to me, visions, dreams, revelations, you once sent to me, voice, you once spoken, but I did not hear, I did not get the message. Oh Lord, please resend the message to me again. Resend the message to me again. Resend the message to me again. I don't know if you care about these matters. Pray. Say, Lord, resend the messages to me again. Every message from your throne, from heaven, that you've once sent to me, but I couldn't get them because of my carnality or ignorance. Oh Lord, resend them back to me. In the name of Jesus, resend them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, one of the limitations to hearing from God is what I want to say now. Yeah, I realize that some Christians, they are the one trying to choose for God how God should speak to them. Yeah, it is wrong to, I don't know, how do I put it? It is wrong to only want to hear from God in a certain way. Yeah. Like, for instance, some people, they just want to hear God's voice. Yeah. So they feel like it is until they hear God's voice that they have heard from God. Yeah. But that is not the way God has chosen to speak to them. Yeah. I'm not saying we should not desire to hear God's voice, but I'm saying that God is the one that chooses how He wants to speak to you. You're not the one that we choose the channel. God is the one that chooses the channel, not you. Yeah, so it is wrong for you to be expecting that God must speak to you in a certain channel. And for instance, some people, they are so used to dreams. Yeah, they are so used to dreams and visions. Yeah, so they always want God to speak to them through dreams and visions. Yeah, but God is not wanting to speak to them through that channel. So maybe God wanted to speak to them through their meditation, as they are meditating on His word. Yeah, but they don't care. They just want to get it through dreams. And some of them have waited for the past 10 years, and they never got the message, the divine message. Because they were trying to choose the channel for God, the channel through which God will speak to them. They are trying to choose that channel for God. Like, let God speak to me this way. Some people, they will tell God, God speak to me through your prophets. Whereas God is saying, I want to speak to you myself, not through any other person. Yeah, so if God did not speak through the people or the prophets they want God to speak through, then they don't want any other way. Yeah, so that is an error to try to choose for God the channel through which He should speak to you. Is wrong. Yeah, because there are some divine messages that God already attached the channels by which they should be communicated to those messages. What I'm saying is that there are some revelations that can only come through certain channels to you. Yeah. So now let's say that the revelation God has programmed that it must come to you as you study the Bible and meditate on the Bible. And then you are expecting that revelation will come to you in your dreams and visions. Then you will wait for years and the revelations will never come. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So those revelations, they are attached, God have attached them to the channel, the channels through which they are to be communicated. Yeah. So if you don't open up your heart and release your faith and say, Lord, speak to me in any way I will understand. Yeah, then you might not get any message from God. Yeah, because God knows how to speak to you and you will understand. So you're going to pray. So you don't have to see visions if what God wants to show you at that time don't require that you see a vision to get it. You don't have to dream dreams. If what God wants to reveal to you at that time or at this time does not require dreams. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, forgive me of every attempt I have made to impose my own will to impose my own will on the matter of receiving from you. The Lord, I open up my life. Speak to me in your own way. Speak to me through the channels you have chosen for me. Speak to me through the channels you have chosen. Say, Lord, forgive me for trying to impose my own will concerning this matter. Lord, speak to me through the channels you have chosen for me. I open up my life. Begin to pray like that. So that I open up my spirit, I open up my soul, I open up my body. Speak to me. Speak to me through the channels you have chosen. Speak to me through the channels you have chosen. Forgive me for trying to impose my own will regarding the matter of hearing from you. Regarding this matter, forgive me for trying to impose my own desire. Oh Lord, speak to me through the channels you have chosen. In the name of Jesus, I open up my life. I open up my heart. I open up my soul. I open up my mind. Thank you, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Through the channels you have chosen. For you created me. You know how to speak to me. You created the brain. You created my brain. So you know how to put your mind inside my brain. You created me. You created my spirit, my soul. Oh Lord, speak to me in the ways I will understand in the name of Jesus. Speak to me in the ways I will understand. Forgive me for trying to impose my will regarding this matter. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. Yeah, one of the reasons why many of us don't get divine messages from God is because we don't have the spiritual capacity to discern the mind of God. We don't have the spiritual strength to discern the mind of God. Getting messages from God has a lot to do with discernment. Yeah, because many of you, God is, you know, God is already speaking to you. You just cannot discern. So, and because you can't discern, then you can't even understand. Yeah. So you need a capacity in your spirit, a strength in your spirit, through which you'll be able to discern the mind of God when He comes to you. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a spiritual strength and capacity that will enable me to discern the mind of God . Create in me the spiritual strength and capacity that will enable me to discern the mind of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jeshebe kehande hawashterehreya nahashtegetashtabala. So Holy Spirit, create in me spiritual strength and capacity. Create in me spiritual strength and capacity. Create in me spiritual strength and capacity to discern the mind of God, so that when God is visiting and speaking, I will be able to know. Create in me, O Lord, spiritual strength and capacity to discern the mind of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every dark presence and atmosphere that have surrounded my spirit, soul, and body to block me from getting messages from God. To stop me from getting messages from heaven. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such atmosphere. Open your mouth, begin to pray like that. Ne hashtag etema alijidia. Ne hashtag etana hadashalala. Fire of the Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. Destroy every dark presence. Every dark atmosphere that I've surrendered my spirit, soul, and body to stop me from receiving messages from God, to stop me from receiving revelations from God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Another reason why we don't get messages from God is because we don't spend enough time in God's presence. Yeah. Because we don't spend enough time in the place of prayer. Yeah. So you're going to pray. The deeper you go, or maybe I should say the deeper you get into God's presence, the more likely you will get revelations. Yeah, the longer you spend in God's presence, the more you become opened and strengthened to get revelations and messages from God. So if all you do in a day is just 1 hour prayer, yeah, I mean personally, if all you do is just one hour prayer, then don't expect to get divine messages and revelations as someone that do, like, let's say, 4 hours prayer, 6 hours prayer in a day, personally. Yeah, and of course, that person also cannot think he will get the same revelations and messages from God as someone that does like 10 hours prayers, 12 hours prayers in a day. Yeah, so that is how it works. God is no respecter of persons. It is what you sow that you will reap. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I desire to tarry long in your presence. Help me. You're going to say, Father, I desire to stay long with you in prayer, Lord, help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I desire to stay long with you in prayer. I desire to stay long with you in prayer. I desire to stay long with you, fellowshipping with you, studying your word, meditating on your word, worshiping you, praising you, singing songs, spiritual songs. Say, Lord, I desire to stay long with you in your presence. Help me, Lord, to achieve this every day. Help me to attain this every day. In the name of Jesus, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. This is my desire. This is my desire. This is my desire. Jesus told Mary in the scripture, he said, you have chosen a very good thing. You have chosen a path that cannot be taken away from you. Because it's the most important in the kingdom of God. Staying with God in His presence. Yeah. It's more important than your job. It's more important than your business. It's more important than making money. Staying long in God's presence. There is nothing in this world that is more important than it. It's more important than ministry. Yeah, it's more important than doing ministry. Staying long with God in His presence. Yeah. We've seen men who sacrificed all because they want to stay with God in His presence. We've seen men, women, who refuse to get married because they just want to be able to stay very long with God in His presence every day and serve Him. Yeah, because it is the most important in the world. Do you really care about that? Yeah, ask God to help you. Ask God to help you. Say, Lord, I desire to stay long with you in your presence. To stay long with you in prayer. Help me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, and then the other thing I said is that we must be led by the Holy Spirit to grow in knowing God. We must be led by the Spirit of God. We must be led by the Spirit of God. We must. I mean must. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We must be led by the Spirit of God. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I desire to be led by your Spirit. In fact, that is how you qualify to be called a child of God or a son of God. Say, Father, I desire to be led by your Spirit. Help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I desire to be led by your Spirit. Yeah, another word is to be controlled, to be instructed, to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you need to be able to know when to shut up your mouth and stop talking. Yeah, because what you will say will not glorify God. Yeah, if you're able to shut up your mouth when you're about to talk rubbish, that means you are being led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. If you're about to, if you are able to shut down your phone when it's about to lead you into sin, that is being guided by the Holy Spirit. That is being led by the Holy Spirit. If you're able to know when not to leave your house, when to stay indoor and go nowhere, that is being led by the Holy Spirit. I'm just giving you this example so you will know what it means to be led by the Holy Spirit. Say, Father, I desire to be led by your Spirit. Help me. Thank you, Lord. Help me. Help me. I desire to be led by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. There's a part of man, or maybe I should say, there is a part of you that you must you must guard. Yeah, there's a part of you that you must always be in charge. And that is your mind. Yeah, it's a battleground where you must always win. If you'll be able to please God, your mind. your mind. So Satan knows how important the mind is to people's relationship with God. That is why more than 90% of satanic attacks happen in the mind. I don't know about other demons. I'm talking about Satan himself. Yeah, of course, there are other demons. We have many other principalities. Yeah, but I'm talking about their chief, their leader, who is Satan. More than 90% of satanic attacks happen in the mind and happen to the mind. Yeah, because Satan knows how important your mind is to your relationship with God. So if you are not able to guard your mind and enforce righteousness in your mind, enforce purity in your mind, then you are not ready to please God. Yeah, and you are not ready to grow spiritually. That's the truth. And of course, and then it also means you are not ready to be led by the Holy Spirit. And you are not ready to also receive messages from God. So you can see how they are all connected. So you are going to place your right hand on your head, because your head is the seat of your mind, your brain. Is your mind. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me with fire in my mind. So that I can enforce righteousness and prevail in my mind. Yeah. So see yourself as inside your mind, because you are actually inside your mind. Yeah. And God has given you the power as a Christian to determine how your mind should be. You have that power to choose how your mind should be. Yeah, so picture yourself as standing in the realm of your mind. Yeah, and then you're going to say, Father, strengthen me with fire to enforce righteousness in my mind and prevail. Strengthen me with fire to enforce purity, holiness, in my mind and prevail. Open your mouth to begin to pray like that. Strengthen me with fire. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen me with fire. Strengthen me with fire. Strengthen me with fire to prevail in the battles that are in my mind. In the battles of my mind, strengthen me with fire to prevail. Strengthen me with fire to enforce peace in my mind. If there is no peace in your mind, it's because you don't want to have peace in your mind. It's not about what is going on in your environment. It's because you don't want to enforce peace. Because God has given you power to enforce peace in your mind. Say, Lord, strengthen me with fire. To enforce righteousness and prevail in my mind. Strengthen me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. If there's no joy, it's because you did not enforce joy in your mind. If there's no faith, it's because you did not enforce it. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so as I've said earlier, your mind is a battleground, and the battle continues. The battle don't end. Yeah, I'm not saying that you cannot always win in the battles that goes on in your mind. But what I'm saying is that the battles will continue to take place in your mind. So which means that you must also continue to win. So there will never be a time the battle will end in your mind. Maybe if we leave this world, then it will end. If we leave this earth. Yeah. But in as much as you are still living in this body, and you are still living, I mean, you are still living in your body, and you are still living in this earth, the battles in your mind will continue. It will not stop. I was leading a meeting some time ago, maybe last year. Yeah, and I was teaching them about this issue of the mind. And I was telling them how you must be waiting to fight every thought that appears in your mind. Like you must be ready, just like a warrior that have pulled out his sword, ready to slaughter every thought, every imagination that appears in your mind every second. Yeah. When I was telling the people that, they were like, what you are telling us to do is very hard. I said, yes, it's hard, but you have to do it. Yeah. Yeah, because they understand what I was saying. Yeah, so I don't know if you are understanding what I'm saying right now, as those people understood. Yeah, they said it's very hard to be monitoring every thought that appears in the mind and to be ready to destroy them if they are not of God. Yeah, but I said, it is hard, but you have to do it if you will please God. Because the Bible told us that the carnal mind is an enemy of God. So which means many Christians are enemies of God because of their mind. Yeah, so in as much as you carry that mind in your head, God will count you as an enemy every time you have a carnal mind. What I've just said, I'm not saying it from my head. It's in the Bible. Yeah, go and read Romans chapter 8. Yeah, you will see where it says the carnal mind is an enemy of God. Yeah. So which means every time we carry a carnal mind in our head, the angel sees us as enemies of God. Yeah. Yeah. So it looks hard, but you have to do it if you will please God. Yeah. Let me read it for you. Romans chapter 8, verse 7. Romans chapter 8, verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. In other words, because the carnal mind is an enemy of God. Yeah. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Yeah, it says the carnal mind can never surrender to the law of God. Yeah, this is not my word. This is the Bible. Yeah, the carnal mind can never obey the law of God. Can never do the will of God. Yeah, because it's an enemy of God. Yeah, and that is what Satan wants us to carry in our mind, in our head. He always wants us to carry a carnal mind so that we don't grow spiritually. Yeah, so every time you carry in your head, in your brain, a carnal mind, know that you go down spiritually. Know that you don't grow. And know that you can't know God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, help me by your Spirit to always be ready to fight against every darkness that appears in my mind in form of thoughts and imaginations. I'm going to repeat again. Place your right hand on your head. Say, Father, help me by your Holy Spirit to always be ready to fight every darkness that appears in my mind in form of thoughts and imaginations, in form of ideas. Help me to always be ready to fight them. Help me to always be ready. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, help me to always be ready. Help me to always be ready. Help me to always be ready, to be alert, to fight every darkness that shows up in my mind. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me to always be ready to fight every darkness that shows up in my mind in form of thoughts, unbelief, fear, doubts, lust, pride, bitterness, hatred, hunger, strife, envy, jealousy, covetousness, idols. Help me to always be ready to fight all these things that does not glorify you in my mind. Help me to be ready to fight them as they try to come in, as they appear in my thoughts. Help me to be ready to fight such darkness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray 3 more prayer points. And then we will round off the session. Some time ago, I was discussing with my wife. I said a time is coming that the Antichrist would be able to produce much of the miracles we celebrate in the church today. That the Antichrist will be able to do exactly the same. Many times she doesn't like me talking about end time realities. Because she gets scared. But whether we like it or not, that time is coming. That time is coming. So the time is coming when all the miracles, all the signs and wonders, all the miracles, I mean, great miracles that many of us are celebrating today. A time is coming that the Antichrist will be able to do exactly the same, and somehow might be able to do it even better. Now, when I say better, I'm saying it in quotes. Of course, it's not as if the Antichrist can do it like God does it, but I'm talking about the physical aspect of it. I mean, the physical aspect of these miracles, how they happen. How the lame suddenly stand up and begin to walk. How blind eyes suddenly become opened. How a dead man suddenly rise back to life. All of those miracles, the Antichrist will replicate them and do it very perfectly and even more perfect. As in, more perfect to people's eyes. This is why God has given me this kind of mandate to help people know Him for themselves. to help people grow in knowing him. Yeah, because the time is coming when only those that really know God will not be able to be deceived by the Antichrist. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. You might not understand now, but mark my words, that time is come. I mean, it's coming. Very soon it's coming. Yeah. So, at that time, you will now begin to understand the value of all the prayers we normally pray in this ministry. And all the teachings. It will now become more. Though I'm not saying that you don't see it as important now. Of course, I really want you to see everything we do in this ministry as so important. But some of us might not really see it as important. But when that time comes, they will remember that our apostle said this will happen. Yeah. Because it will happen. Yeah. But I pray that by the time you remember these things, it won't be in defeat. It won't be when the enemy have conquered you. Yeah. So as I said, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me hate everything that is drawing me back from knowing you. You're going to say, Father, make me hate everything that is drawing me back from knowing you. Jesus said that anyone that will follow him must hate their father, their mother, their children, their spouse. Like, you must hate practically everybody that devil would like to use to stop you from following him. And usually devil use people that are very close to you. Yeah. So you must be willing to hate anything, yeah, that is drawing you from knowing God. Even if it's your parent. When I say hate, I mean, not even me now. When the Bible says hate, you must be ready to hate your father, your mother. It doesn't mean that you don't talk to them anymore. You don't care for them anymore. That's not what it means. It means that on the ground where those people stand to stop you from knowing God, it means you don't listen to them. In those ground where they don't want you to get close to God, you don't give them that chance. You don't listen to them on those grounds. On other grounds where they are not a problem to your spiritual life, you can talk to them, you know, relate with them. But when they are now coming to stop your spiritual growth, your relationship with God, on those grounds, never let those people stop you. That is what Jesus meant by you must be able to hate them when they are doing that. You must not listen to them. Yeah, even if it is the person you love the most. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, make me hate anything that is drawing me away from knowing you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Make me hate anything anything, anything, everything that is pulling me away from you, pulling me away from getting close to you. Lord, make me hate such things. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, make me hate such things. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. There are prices to pay to know God. Yeah. There are prices to pay to know God. You must sacrifice many things. Yeah. You must sacrifice many things. Especially the things that are standing on your way. And the funny thing is, many of us, we know those things. Yeah. But we still want to keep them. We are not willing to give them up. We know those things. So why is it that Jesus always tell the people that will follow him? He always tell them to leave everything, to give up everything. Yeah, because whenever I read those parts of the Bible, I always ask that question. Must they actually give up everything to follow him? He told some to go and sell everything they have and give the money to the poor and follow him. Yeah, must they have to do that? Then I realized that if they don't, they would fall back. Yeah, those things will bring them back or will separate them from him. Yeah, that is what I realized. So that is why we have many people who have to give up a lot in their journey to know God. So the question is, how much have you given up yet? You really want to know God? Yes. Then how much have you given up? How much? Yeah. How much have you given up? So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to give up all. To know God, to gain God, help me to give up all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Yeah, there's a lot you must give up. There's a lot you must give up in the early. In the days of the apostles, the days of the early apostles, many people gave they had to empty their accounts. All the money they have been piling up, they had to give them out because they knew that. That is what is holding them back from following God. Yeah. So to destroy the greed in them, the spirit of greed in them. They carried all those possessions and gave it to the church. Yeah, because they realized that it is that money that is holding them back. Yeah. So what have you realized that is holding you back? Ask the Lord to help you to give them hope so that you can really follow Him and know Him. So Holy Spirit, help me. Some people is their beauty. Some people are so concerned about their physical appearance. I want to look beautiful. I want to look this way. I want to look that way. Yeah. And that is what is holding them back. So what is it that is holding you back? Every time you want to get close to God, what is it that is holding you back? Ask the Lord to help you to give it hope. You must give up all. You must give up all. Thank you, Lord. Ask the Lord to help you. So, Holy Spirit, help me to give up all to know you. When I say all, I mean all. I know what I'm talking about. Whole. Yeah, it's not some. It is whole. May the Lord help you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make it easy for me to do everything you have asked me to do. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, make it easy for me to do everything you have called me to do, everything you have sent me to do, everything you demand from me to do. So, Lord, make it easy for me. By your grace, make it easy. By your grace, make it easy. By your grace, make it easy. Begin to talk to God like that. Talk to God like that. Say, Lord, make it easy for me to do your will. Make it easy for me to do your instructions. Make it easy for me to follow your ways. Say, Lord, make it easy for me to do all that you have asked me to do. All that you have commanded me to do, all that you have instructed me to do, all that you have directed me to do. Lord, make it easy for me. Yeah, I know of people that for the past 2 years, what God told them to do, they still have not yet done it. Yeah, I wonder what kind of Christians they are. I say, Lord, make it easy for me to do all that you have commanded me to do. All. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So we are going to stop here, and I will. I will be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are so grateful for your love. We are so grateful for your mercies and grace. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done during the course of this midnight prayer. Thank you for blessings you have already released into our lives. Thank you for helps you have already released into our lives. Thank you for those things we have asked you to do in our spirit, souls, and bodies that you have already done. Thank you for breakthroughs you have already released. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I pray for as many of you who have humbled your hearts, as many of you with a humble heart, seeking that the Lord will help you and pick up your life and change you into the person you are meant to be, even into the person that can know Him and please Him. I pray that the Lord grant your heart desire in the name of Jesus. Far beyond your imaginations, I pray that God will do a great work in you, and you will rise from the place you are now, the level you are now, into a glorious level of relationship with God. I pray that God do a work in your life that will lift you up in your relationship with God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you will no longer fail. You shall no longer fail. Success and excellence shall henceforth be your portion. In the name of Jesus, everything you lay your hands upon, because you love the Lord, shall now begin to prosper in the name of Jesus. Greatness shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. I pray that in your hands, the Lord shall make little become surplus in the name of Jesus. I repeat, in your hands, very little things shall now become very plenty in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the Lord will use you to save souls. I pray that the Lord will use you to produce transformation and revival in your communities and environments. In the name of Jesus, you shall become a great blessing to your generation, such that the people in your generation will not be able to forget your name. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.